Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster of the Oklahoma Beef Council, as we get an update on those Stephen Adam videos. Stephen, of course, professional basketball player who loves beef. Heather, give us an update.
Yes, in the first video, Adam shares how he loves beef and he smashes steaks, a phrase that has taken off in Oklahoma sports media. The video also has a strong nutrition message of how beef fuels his play. But since its release a month ago, it has achieved more than 770,000 organic video views, meaning the content and not advertising dollars were driving the views. We were so excited, though, when ESPN and Inside the NBA on TNT played the video on its broadcast, and stories have been featured across marketing and sports blogs, as well as Yahoo News and all Oklahoma media.
Now, a second video is out, showcasing a day on the ranch for Stephen and enjoying, at the end of the day, a great steak.
So be like Stephen Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Well, cash business doing what it usually does, and that's wait until late in the week before deals are inked. Bids and offers remain about $2 apart here today. The drop in futures since the end of last week could make sellers a bit more willing, though, to take care of some business, leaving cash prices mostly steady to a little lower. Now, the inability of the market to rebound so far this week may keep pressure on prices. Supply of cattle is expected to be higher in the second quarter this year, which may make it difficult to push to new highs. The hog futures have taken a beating in the past months, but after the spike bottom on February 20th, futures have been generally sideways. Further future weakness may develop early in the trading session today, but price support should be found under this market. The U.S. is stepping up to prevent African swine fever from entering the country. Cutout values were higher yesterday, but higher prices did not underpin the market. Cash hogs expected steady to 50 cents lower here today. Now, on the grains, the wheat contracts are weaker here this morning, with traders seemingly eager to make a run at tomorrow's 13-month lows. Traders struggled to find a unique reason for the double-digit losses yesterday, but momentum and technical considerations seem to be the most logical explanation. May corn is lower again this morning, following through on yesterday's losses as wheat and soybean weakness weighs in on the entire grain room. Corn received a double bearish blow yesterday from the EIA as weekly ethanol production continued to run below the level needed, and ethanol stocks surged to the second highest on record. Soybean futures are higher this morning, narrowly avoiding new lows for that move on yesterday. May soybeans are below their 50, 100, and 200-day moving averages as trends turn down on all applicable scales. Yesterday's weakness seemed like exhaustion from impatient bulls who've been counting on big purchases by China with no details or confirmation of the same. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, April live cattle up 7 cents, 128.90. June down 22 at 119.62. March feeder cattle down 22 at 140.65. April's down 75 at 143.65. April hogs down 82 cents, 57.07. And May's down 40 cents at 66 even. Kansas City wheat, May down 12 and 3 quarters at 438 and a half. July down 12 and a half at 446 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, May down 12 and 3 quarters yesterday, 450. July was down 12 and a half at 455 and a half. May corn down 3 1/4 at 372 1/2. July was down 3 1/2 at 381. May soybeans down 11 3/4 at 902. July was down 12 cents yesterday at 915 3/4. May cotton down 40, 74.21. July was down 23 cents yesterday, 75.22. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.